Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the Word for Today.
From 1 Chronicles 29:12, both riches and honour come from you. To negotiate well, you should do these three things. Number one, talk to God before you talk to others. Involve Him in all your decisions. The Bible says both riches and honour come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. That's 1 Chronicles 29:12. Also, every man to whom God has given riches and possessions and the power to enjoy them and to accept his appointed lot and to rejoice in his toil, this is the gift of God. That's Ecclesiastes 5:19. If God can negotiate the price of our salvation at the cross, don't you think he's qualified to help you negotiate successfully in business? Number two, think long term. When somebody feels burned in business dealings with you, you may make a sale, but you'll lose a repeat customer. Billionaire Sam Walton said he rarely invested in a company because of where it would be in 18 months. Instead, he invested in companies that would still be successful 10 years ahead. You may be irreplaceable today, but you won't always be. And if you pressure your boss for a raise by threatening to leave, your short-term gain may result in a long-term loss. And number three, don't be pressured. Run from the salesperson insists, this is the last day of this sale. Generally speaking, when you return a month later, they'll still do a deal. Many times they need your purchase more than you need their product. Your opinion deserves to be heard and respected. Just make sure it's at the right time, in the right atmosphere, and with the right attitude. From Vision's Word for Today, How to Negotiate Well, Part 2.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.